Welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday with Tunis Janssen van Rensburg from bandwidthblog.co.za. If it's tech you're looking for, then Bandwidth Blog is where you need to go, or you could just listen here. Lovely to have you once again in
Thank
studio.
Thank you very much.
And today we're talking about something that I have very little knowledge of, I have to admit, and that's why I love doing this conversation with you, because I learn every time. PlayStation versus Xbox, but more about PlayStation, right?
Yeah, the gaming console world is always changing. And, you know, with the advent of all of these handheld gaming PCs now, people can play PC games on a portable machine. So that's been brand new to the industry the last couple of years. We've got Nintendo. We're expecting a Switch 2 sometime soon. We were expecting it end of last year, but it's been delayed. And the Xbox versus PlayStation battle is ongoing. And we know they kind of launched the latest gen PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X around the same time. And in the 4 odd years since they were launched, PlayStation has outsold the Xbox. It's basically 2-1, which obviously is a bit of a unexpected outcome, because Microsoft has been pushing so much money into the Xbox platform, into the Game Pass platform, more importantly, and they've bought all these massive gaming development companies. Their massive $68 billion deal to buy Blizzard Activision went through now.
Wow.
So they are investing a lot of money, not only into Xbox, but their whole gaming platform on PC, Xbox with Game Pass. But it's what is more interesting right now is that we are kind of in the middle of the life cycle of the latest gen, right? So they're almost 4 years old. Generally, each generation of console is 7, 8, maybe 9 years old. So we're very much in the middle of this life cycle. And we've found some very interesting news that by the end of the year, we can expect the Sony PlayStation 5 Pro. So just like they had the PlayStation 4 Pro before they had the PlayStation 5, now we expect the PlayStation 5 Pro. And what makes it really exciting for gamers is that the performance gap between the PS5 and the PS5 Pro seems to be massive, which is very exciting for the developers that can, you know, build new experiences, bigger and better games. It's going to look better, it's going to perform better, and, you know, the games can just get better, essentially. The rumors are that the PS5 Pro will have 3 times the graphical processing compute compared to the current PlayStation 5. So that's a huge jump in the middle of a generation. It's not even a generational jump. So I think Microsoft's, they've got a couple of red flags going up, and they probably...
Panic stations, maybe.
Exactly. They're going to get a Pro model sometime soon, definitely, as well.
Okay. And if there's such a big jump, then if we're, you know, following progression, then there should be a Sony PlayStation 6 sometime. When?
Exactly.
The next 2 or 3 years?
As I said, we're kind of in the middle of the cycle, so expected in 3, 4, 5 years, depending on how well the current generation
and
sells.
That'll be next level. I mean, the
jump
must be
immense. Well, we hope. I mean, the jump from the PS4 Pro to the PS5 wasn't that great.
Okay.
And now that we've got this big jump reportedly on the PS5 Pro, but we'll see what the 6 does. Okay. And it's also exciting time in South Africa, because the PlayStation 5 Slim, which is kind of the updated model of the original PlayStation 5, has now launched in South Africa, and it is available to buy from April for the same price as the old PlayStation 5. So that's nice.
Oh, very cool. Great news. You come, you're like Father Christmas today for the tech world.
Yeah, no, obviously the PlayStation 5 is a massive console. That's one of the big critiques against it, and yeah, they've kind of slimmed everything down. And you can even buy one now with a disc that is completely removable. So that also makes it a bit more easier to move around if you don't need the disc all the time.
Sure. Okay. Fascinating. Thank you very much. I've learned something today, and it's been really interesting. I look forward to our next Tech Talk Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janice.